Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Good day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because the Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio live from HNLC Studios. I would like to give honor and respect to my covering, my pastors, Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give honor and respect to the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank Apostle Charles and Pastor Patty for allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. Amen. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought daily on Spreaker, Breaker, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms. Where we study the Word of God together in a spirit of unity. All you have to do is type in the Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give you a little bit of time to get your Bibles and things of that nature, and then we will come back and have a word of prayer and get right back into our study. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It is such a joy to be here today to fellowship with all of you as we break open the Word of God together. We thank you that you have gotten your Bibles and notes and pens and paper and things of that nature to study the Word of God with, as we always do. Let us go before our Father with a word of prayer. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We center our minds and our hearts and ourselves on you right now. We focus on you, Lord Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We look unto you and we give you back the time that you have given unto us on this day, in this moment, in this God-ordained season. And Lord, we ask that you bless all those within the sound of my voice. Thank you for the healings in the mind, in the soul, in the body, in the spirit, in the hearts that are taking place, that's taking place right now by the power of the Holy Spirit, for there is no distance in prayer. We thank you for deliverance in every area. Thank you, Lord, for meeting the petitions of the hearts and minds according to your perfect will, O God. We thank you for your peace that passes all understanding, ruling and reigning on all of us right now today. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. We welcome your presence, for you alone are the teacher. You are the strengthener. You are the comforter. You are the advocate. You are the standby. You are the intercessor for us on this day. And we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come before your throne, made righteous by the blood of Jesus, which has washed away all of our sin, so that we are in right standing with you, O God. And we ask that you bless this broadcast on today. Move by your Spirit as only as you can. Hide us all behind the cross, O God, so that it is all of you and none of us. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto the people on today. And we bless you and we thank you, and we glorify you, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's study is going to be a reminding study. The Holy Spirit wants to remind us of some things. I know he's been reminding me of some things as far as going through circumstances and things of that nature is concerned. And he took me over into the book of Philippians, written by the Apostle Paul. And we're going to be in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. And we're also going to be in the book of Hebrews, the book of Matthew, and the book of Psalms on today. And if the Holy Spirit were to give me a title for today's message, it would be, "What or Who is Your Focus?" What or who is your focus? Our scripture text comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And it says, "For the rest, brethren," and I'm reading from the Amplified Classic Edition. You all can follow along with me in your translations, as we always do. "For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh of these things. Fix your minds on them." That brings to mind a song, one of the old songs that we used to sing. "I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus." Amen. Let's go to Philippians. Let's look up let's look at verse 4. We're going to start right there. And it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Delight, gladden yourselves in him. And again, I say, rejoice." Now, in the Hebrew Greek study Bible that I have, there is a lexical aid of 5463 after that word rejoice. And the Greek word for the word rejoice in this passage of scripture that Paul is speaking to the church of Philippi is the Greek word Cairo, which is spelled Chairo, and it means to be cheerful, calmly happy, to rejoice and be glad. You know, when you are calm and happy and you are at peace within yourself, you are settled. And he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Verse 4 says, "Delight and gladden yourselves in him. Again, I say rejoice." That is our focus. Gladden yourselves in Christ. Verse 5, it says, "Let all men know and perceive and recognize your unselfishness, your considerateness, and your forbearing spirit." Why? Because the Lord is near. He is coming soon. Verse 6 in Philippians chapter 4, it reads, "Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer, petition," which is definite requests, making definite requests, "with thanksgiving." So not only are we to pray and bring to God our petitions, but we are to do it with thanksgiving. giving, praising him, thanking him, a grateful heart. And with thanksgiving, we are to continue to make our wants known unto God. And verse 7 says, once you do this, and God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul that is assured of its salvation through Christ. And so also fearing nothing from God. And that soul is also being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace, God's peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Now let's just look at that word peace for a minute. In this passage of scripture, there is a Greek lexical aid for the word peace. And it is Greek lexical aid 1515. And that word in the Greek is the word irene, E-I-R-E-N-E. And it means peace, prosperity, quietness, rest, rest. When you gladden yourselves, when we gladden ourselves in God, we are content. We are at peace. And all of this is pointing back to Jesus. He is the one who should be our focus. In our mind, in our heart, in our deeds, at all times, first and foremost, he is to be our focus. And verse 8 says, for the rest, brethren, whatever is true, Jesus is true, whatever is worthy of reverence, our God is worthy of reverence, whatever is honorable, and he is honorable. And whatever is seemly, what does that word seemly mean? The word seemly, if I look that up in the dictionary that I have, when something is seemly, it is suitable and proper. Whatever is seemly. Whatever is just. And of course, we know that God, our God, Lord Jesus, the Christ, is just. Whatever is pure, the Lamb of God is pure. Whatever is lovely and lovable, Jesus is all those things. Whatever is kind, he is also kind. And winsome, the Amplified says, winsome. What does the word winsome mean? W-I-N-S-O-M-E. Winsome means pleasant, sweetly attractive, and charming. Whatever is winsome, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious. And we know that our God is all of those things. It says, Paul is saying here, if there is any virtue, and if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, he said, think on and weigh. And take account of these things. And the Amplified says, fix your minds on them. 6. What do we do when we fix our mind on something? It's purposed. It is a purpose. We have purpose. Fix your minds on them. So we are to fix our minds on Jesus at all times, no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like. It's always been said to me growing up, no matter what it looks like, it isn't what it looks like. No matter what the facts may say, spirit realm is more true than this natural realm that we live in. Amen? Looking unto Jesus, let's go over there. Let's go over to Hebrews chapter 12, and let's look at verses 1 through 3. In the Amplified Classic Edition, it says, "Therefore then, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who have borne testimony to the truth," who is the truth? Jesus the Christ. "Let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance." The King James Version says, "every weight." The Amplified Classic Edition says, "every unnecessary weight." "And that sin which so readily, deftly, and cleverly clings to and entangles us." That's the little things. You know, scripture says it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. It's not necessarily the great big things, but it's the little things that matter most in our lives as the body of Christ. Jesus is focused on the little things. There is no big sin. There is no little sin. Sin is sin. But the little things, the tiny, teeny details that slip by us are those sins which so readily and deftly and cleverly clings to and entangles us. We have to throw that off. And it says, "And let us run with patient endurance and steady and active persistence the appointed course of the race that is set before us." And verse 2 in Hebrews 12 says, "Looking away," we have to look away from everything, from all that will distract, to Jesus. He should be our focus always. Looking away from all that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our belief and is also its finisher, bringing our faith into maturity and perfection. He, Jesus, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Whenever we are going through anything, no matter what it is, depression, anxiety, feelings of inadequacy, feelings of, "I just want to give up, I can't do this," we have to remember and keep our focus on Jesus. Because verse 3 in Hebrews 12 says, "Just think of him who endured from sinners such grievous opposition and bitter hostility against himself. Reckon up and consider it all in comparison with your trials, so that you may not grow weary or exhausted losing heart and relaxing and fainting in your minds. You know, failure happens first in the mind. Giving up happens first in the mind. Not wanting to do something or wanting to do something takes place first in the mind. That is why Paul told us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, he said, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. Fix your minds on them. We must start with our thoughts and bring every thought into the captivity and obedience of Christ. When the enemy brings thoughts and fires fiery darts, things that are contrary to what we just read, things that are contrary to the Word of God, we must bind those thoughts, them back to the pit of hell, return it to the sender, where it belongs, because it has no place in us. It has no place. And it is a daily battle. That is why we must renew our minds in the Word of God, by the washing of the water of the Word of God. We must fix our minds on these things that Paul is telling us, essence, because the Word of God is Jesus the Christ. So our Lord Jesus is telling us what to do. He's telling us what to fix our minds on through the Apostle Paul. He's giving us the instructions for walking in a life as more than a conqueror, as an overcomer, as one who knows and has sweatless victory. Because as long as we keep our eyes and our minds focused on Jesus the Christ, Him and everything that He is, we walk in constant and continuous overcoming, sweatless. In Matthew 6:33 and 34, when you have a chance, go over there and read that. But it is the familiar passage of Scripture that says, but seek ye first and foremost, first of all, the kingdom of God and His righteousness, which is His way of doing and being right. What is it that our Lord and Savior wants us to do? He wants us to see Him. He wants us to focus on Him. Everything that He stood for, everything that He is, all of the goodness, all of the grace, all of the mercy, all of the loving kindness, all of the long suffering, all of the patience, all of the gentleness, all of the everything. We are joint heirs with Him, seated in heavenly places. These are the things that we must boldly confess, that we must boldly walk in, that we must understand, and look at all times. Psalms 121, and we will close with this, verses 1 through 7 reads, I will lift up my eyes to the hills around Jerusalem, to sacred Mount Zion and Mount Moriah, from whence shall my help come? Where does my help come from? Verse 2, my help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Just stop and think about that for a minute. How vast are the heavens? How vast is the earth? And it is our Lord who made both heaven. When you focus on Him, every circumstance becomes very, very minuscule, especially when we focus on His greatness. Verse 3, He will not allow your foot to slip or be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, He who keeps Israel will never slumber nor sleep. The Lord is our keeper. The Lord is our shade on our right hand, the side not carrying a shield. The sun shall not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. Why? Because the Lord will keep us from all evil. He will keep our life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time and this opportunity that you have given unto us, this privilege to be at your throne, to sit at your feet, to glean and eat from your table a little bit more of you, so that we can walk the way that you want us to walk and be who you have ordained us to be from the foundations of the world. Lord, we bless you and we magnify you and we glorify you for this word on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift His countenance and turn His face toward you, and continue at all times to give you His peace, always. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One. Join us again next time when we study the Word of God together in a spirit of unity. God bless you. Good God day.